It wasn't the Nintendo video game console my brother and I received in 1988. It wasn't the sweet starter jacket in 1991. It wasn't even the shiny BMX bike sitting in the driveway on Christmas Day 1992. Nope, the best Christmas gift I ever received was perched under the tree when I was 14 years old in 1995. A black and white electric guitar. Now, we always had acoustic guitars around the house, and I picked them up from time to time. But this was an electric guitar. Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, the Beatles, all that music storming my consciousness as a young teenager was driven by this one amplified instrument. So within a few months, I learned all the basic chords and I could strum a handful of Nirvana songs. But within a few years, I was playing guitar and singing in my first rock band. Now, I won't lie, in those early months, we lacked what you might call instrumental competency. But that did not stop us from immediately booking gigs around town. Our first show was at an elementary school ice cream social, and we only knew three songs, all Beatles covers. But it didn't matter. We had a blast up there on stage. The audience cheered, and they asked us to play our same three songs over and over. And that right there, that is why that cheap electric guitar was so important. It was way more than a musical instrument. It was a confidence builder. Those early gigs in cramped church basements were my first experience in expressing creativity to an audience. And that fueled me. It gave me the courage to speak up in class, to start writing for my town newspaper, and perhaps most importantly to a 15-year-old male, to talk to girls. So fast forward to Christmas Day, 2014. I have a beautiful wife and two awesome little girls. I run a marketing agency in Brattleboro and serve on the Newfane School Board, two duties that require a healthy amount of confident decision-making. All told, I think 14-year-old Luke would be pretty stoked on how 33-year-old Luke turned out, even if he's not listening to nearly as much punk rock. I don't remember whatever happened to that first guitar, but it's just an object. What matters is that even though our band broke up after high school, my former bandmates remain my three best friends. So thank you, Electric Guitar, for amplifying my first creative expressions. And thanks, Pat, Ben, and Ben, for having the courage to stand on those stages with me in our awkward teenage years. And thank you, Mom, for giving me the best Christmas gift I ever received.